Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A History of the United States in Five Crashes, Stock Market Meltdowns That Defined a Nation, is a narrative history of American finance by Scott Nations, a trader, financial engineer, and CNBC contributor. The book examines five major market breaks spanning more than a century: the Panic of 1907, Black Tuesday in 1929, Black Monday in 1987, the 2008 financial crisis, and the 2010 flash crash. Rather than treating these events as isolated disasters, Nations presents them as connected episodes in which new financial tools, changing regulations, and investor behavior repeatedly interact to magnify risk. The result is a readable account of how crashes have shaped markets, policy responses, and public confidence in the financial system. Its purpose is not only to recount what happened, but also to show how recurring patterns of speculation, leverage, and technological change can make modern markets vulnerable to sudden collapse. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, each crash is linked to a new financial innovation that looked protective but amplified risk. One of the book's central ideas is that major crashes often emerge from products or structures introduced as improvements. Nations uses the five case studies to show a repeated pattern: a new mechanism promises efficiency, protection, or broader access, but it also creates hidden concentration of risk. Trust companies in 1907 operated like banks without equivalent oversight. Investment trusts helped intensify the 1929 boom. Portfolio insurance in 1987 was meant to reduce losses but accelerated selling. Mortgage-backed securities and credit default swaps in 2008 appeared to disperse risk while actually tying institutions together. Algorithmic trading in 2010 created feedback loops that could move far faster than human judgment. The analytical point is that novelty itself is not the problem. The problem is the belief that complexity has eliminated vulnerability. Nations shows that markets often relax their guard when a product seems mathematically sophisticated or institutionally endorsed, which is precisely when hidden fragility becomes dangerous. Secondly, the book identifies a repeatable crash sequence: euphoria, leverage, and a triggering shock. Nations does not present the five events as random accidents. He argues that crashes tend to follow a recognizable structure. First comes an extended period of optimism, during which rising prices encourage investors to assume that the future will resemble the recent past. Then comes a financial vehicle or trading method that encourages greater exposure, often through leverage, forced selling rules, or interdependence among institutions. Finally, a catalyst appears: a bank run, policy mistake, market rumor, mortgage failure, or algorithmic imbalance. The catalyst is not the sole cause, but it reveals how fragile the system has already become. This framework matters because it shifts attention away from single villains and toward system design. Nations suggests that market breakdowns are usually the result of cumulative behavior rather than one dramatic mistake. That makes the book useful as a model of financial instability, since it explains why crashes can feel sudden even when their preconditions have been building for years. Thirdly, financial history is used to show how crashes reshape regulation and public trust. A major strength of the book is that it places each crash inside a broader American political and institutional history. The Panic of 1907 helped demonstrate the need for a stronger central banking structure. The 1929 crash and the Great Depression contributed to a much more interventionist regulatory state, including expanded oversight of markets and securities. The 1987 crash exposed weaknesses in computerized trading and market structure. The 2008 crisis led to sweeping debate over mortgage finance, derivatives, and the role of too-big-to-fail institutions. The flash crash showed that even highly liquid, technologically advanced markets can fail in minutes. By organizing the book this way, Nations shows that market crashes do more than destroy wealth. They alter law, regulation, and the public's understanding of capitalism itself. This historical framing makes the book more than a chronology of panics. It becomes an account of how recurring instability has repeatedly forced the United States to rebuild parts of its financial architecture. Fourthly, investor behavior, incentives, and media hype are treated as crash multipliers. The book also pays close attention to human behavior, not just market structure. Nations emphasizes that investors often chase gains because incentives encourage short-term optimism and reward risk-taking during booms. As a result, people can mistake rising prices for proof that a strategy is safe. He is especially skeptical of financial products and narratives that are heavily marketed as breakthroughs. Advertising, media enthusiasm, and industry jargon can all create a false sense of security by making risky instruments sound inevitable or responsible. This theme is important because it broadens the book beyond technical market analysis. Nations is not merely saying that complex instruments can fail. He is arguing that social pressure and persuasive storytelling help those instruments spread in the first place. the lesson is that disciplined skepticism matters. Investors are safer when they question incentives, examine who benefits from a product, and resist the assumption that popularity equals soundness. In this sense, the book is as much about judgment as it is about finance. Lastly, simplicity, transparency, and liquidity are presented as practical defenses against collapse. Although the book focuses on disasters, it is not fatalistic. Nations uses the crash history to argue for a more cautious approach to investing and market design. Across the five cases, the more opaque and interconnected the system becomes, the harder it is for participants to understand where the true risks lie. That is why the book repeatedly values transparency over novelty, liquidity over complexity, and simplicity over promises of superior returns that depend on hidden assumptions. The practical implication is not to avoid markets, but to prefer structures that can be understood and exited without triggering cascading losses. This makes the book especially relevant for readers who want a historical guide to risk rather than a trading manual. Its advice is rooted in evidence from repeated failures, not in abstract theory, by connecting large-scale market history with concrete lessons about diversification and prudence. Nations provides a framework that is useful to general readers, investors, and anyone interested in how modern finance can remain unstable despite constant innovation. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a clear, historically grounded explanation of why markets crash and how those crashes shape the broader United States. It will appeal to general readers interested in economic history, as well as investors, students, and professionals who want to understand the recurring mechanics of financial panic without reading a technical textbook. Its main value lies in the way it combines narrative clarity with structural analysis. Instead of presenting the five crashes as isolated episodes, Nations connects them through recurring themes of innovation, leverage, regulation, and human overconfidence. That gives the book both accessibility and analytical depth. What makes it stand out in the crowded field of financial history is its focus on five specific turning points that together trace the evolution of modern American markets. It is less about market prediction than about pattern recognition, making it intellectually useful even for readers who are not active investors. The book also succeeds as a history of institutions and public confidence, showing how each crash changed not just portfolios, but the rules and assumptions that govern American capitalism. If you would like to support Scott Nations, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.